Today from the Ohio Newsroom, conversations with wrongfully convicted Ohioans. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Central Ohio native Richard Horton was released from prison last year, more than a decade after he was jailed for a crime he didn't commit.
So once they was able to obtain a DNA match that excluded me, that's kind of when the exoneration process began. A judge granted me a new trial. The state of Ohio had to release me.
He's not the only one with a tale like this. Since it was formed in 2003, the Ohio Innocence Project has freed more than 40 Ohioans who collectively served upwards of 800 years behind bars for crimes they were later cleared of. A series from Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO is exploring their stories. Producer Mary Evans joins us. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So, Mary, as part of your ongoing series, Reentry Stories, you talked to several Ohioans who were wrongfully incarcerated. What did you hear from them? What common threads run through their stories?
What you hear from them is just kind of like the injustices that they went through. So Richard Horton was wrongfully convicted of a robbery gone kind of wrong in Franklin County. He was incarcerated. The Ohio Innocence Project picked up his case. DNA had started to be a little bit more prevalent then. So with the DNA, he was able to be able to submit new evidence. And ultimately, he had to post bond from prison to be released from prison. And he went through the trial and was ultimately found not guilty. With Nancy Smith, she's out of Lorain, Ohio, which is kind of like a mid-rural town. She was a Head Start school bus driver. There was a woman in her town who said that Nancy and this man were romantic partners and that they had took her granddaughter to a birthday party and assaulted her. The prosecutor up there decided to file charges on Nancy based solely off of someone's claim. After Nancy served 15 years, she was ultimately exonerated. However, with Nancy, she had to sign a dark plea. So the prosecutor in her town said, "We know we got it wrong, but we'll let you out today if you say you're guilty of this." And so with that, you don't get to get compensated. You don't get to file a lawsuit and be paid for the wrongful conviction. So there's a lot of individuals who will never see a dime or be compensated for their wrongful conviction served time because they ultimately took this dark plea.
Wow. Well, you are a formerly incarcerated person yourself. So I want to ask your opinion. How does the media and generalized society even miss the mark when we talk about these sorts of stories?
They don't talk about the mistakes that does happen in our criminal justice system. It's always about the convictions and what someone did and how much time they're facing. And also, too, you know, stereotypical perspectives about the individual, making them out to be someone that they're not. And so I think that's where the media misses the mark the most, is just not following the story all the way through or not having an open mind to hear both sides of it.
Yeah. Well, why do you think so many Ohioans are wrongfully incarcerated?
I think personally that people just miss the mark. They miss the opportunity to like get it right. And then when they do figure out that they didn't get it right, instead of just doing the right thing, it still takes these individuals through a process where they have to relive all those moments and go through the trial. And there's a lot of systems that are not perfect and have a lot of big gaps that, you know, makes this kind of stuff possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's being done to stop this from happening in the future?
Well, in the state of Ohio, they have proposed the Conviction Integrity Act, which will address challenges faced by individuals who are seeking to overturn wrongful convictions based on new evidence. And so what that means is if they would accept this proposal and it went into act and was actually part of our legislation, it gives individuals who are wrongfully convicted a more easier process to submit that new evidence and then be granted a new trial or a new opportunity to plead their case.
Okay, that was Mary Evans, producer of Reentry Stories, a series giving space to system-impacted individuals. You can find a link to the full series at wyso.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk to you tomorrow.